The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
You can always come visit me.
Oh, that's nice.
Or you could ride up with me and fly back.
Mm.
No, not that nice.
I'd be scared to stay in the fat cave.
I'm really nervous about staying in the fat cave because
you're going to get the sling in the puppet show.
No, I don't want either. And I'm going to make sure I wear shoes in the if I have to stay in the sling room. I'll make sure I wear shoes in there.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm really nervous about staying in the fat cave.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 797 of the BFO for Friday, the 18th of February, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. There's more gingerbread deficit. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right day. It's going on, y'all. Y'all, it's the full moon. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, I am at the Hara and the full moon at the Hara. Oh, dear Gussie, I am going to have stories for you on Monday's show. But y'all, we didn't quite finish talking to the ginger bear yesterday. So y'all, we are going to fire up the old gaze music and continue right now. Y'all, we are back with the Big Ricky, and y'all, it's a full moon, and I'm not referring to Big Ricky's buttocks. Thank God.
It's not that big anymore.
No, y'all, we have been out to the big, so hopefully Ricky's going to be a little more talkative. Now, the tongue will whatever.
I could have probably had one more beer, and then I would be, like, really loose.
Well, I've got one in
here. No, I'm good.
It's probably about 4 years old.
It may be
vinegar. So, anyway, now y'all, Ricky, you are... Again, everyone, we are recording this on Sunday night, Ricky is you. By the time this gets, what do you call
this
it?
This is Friday show. I will be moving my stuff into my room.
You will have already had your first night in Miss Lauren's...
Not boudoir.
No, her...
apartment.
Okay.
Her flat.
Her flat. And
dinner with Tom and Terry already.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And... So how was it?
It was excellent. The pizza was awesome.
And y'all went to Slice, right?
No, I think it's called Peace. Yeah. Although I was kind of digging Deep Dish, so.
Oh, well, they probably have it there.
No, they don't.
They don't?
It's all thin crust, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should flare your vagina and... And
tell them what I want.
No, I will not eat thin crust. No. So we'll have to see.
Yes.
But when you leave Charleston, you are going...
To Cincinnati.
Okay, and what's happening at WKRP?
I'm going up there to see my friend Brian.
Brian. Now, do we know Brian from your little show?
Mm-mm.
How do you know Brian?
I know him from back in the day on LiveJournal.
What the fuck is that?
That was like a blogging site. I don't no longer use that, but we've known each other from that. And then he's also following me on Twitter now. And
oh, okay.
He knows I do the show. And
does he listen to the show?
I don't think so.
Oh. Mm,
bum, 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 bum. No show. Mm.
And then you're going to...
To the Chicago's.
Okay. And so you know where Miss Lauren lives.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I've had my address memorized for about 5 months now.
I'm not sure, but she may have gone into the witness protection program.
She probably needs to.
Oh, y'all, it's the same thing as it was.
Except for gin and tonic.
Except there's gin on top of it. And tonic. And I may have to have a peppermint patty.
Oh, here we go.
Y'all, Big Ricky has brought in the giant. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that?
I'll even open it for you.
Oh, thank you. He's looking out for the elderly, y'all. Big Ricky brought in a... a big old bag of the York peppermint patties, and y'all, I've got the sensation. I've got the sensation.
It's my number two favorite candy.
What's number one?
Heath bar.
Oh.
Or score. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Do you eat those frozen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love them frozen.
I used to work at Dairy Queen, and, well, you know what happens there.
Big Ricky. Okay.
That's what happens, Big Ricky.
So, now, Ricky, the thing that has worried me personally the most about you moving to the Chicago's is, well, first of all, what is the thing that has worried you the most about moving to the Chicago's?
Having a well-paying job.
Okay.
And also the transportation stuff.
Scent? Is that what you
the
said?
The transportation, public transportation.
Oh, I thought you said scent. Well,
yeah,
you know,
that,
they
yeah.
all smell like
piss and vomit and shit.
Right, okay.
And homeless people.
So it's very much like Lakeland then.
Yes, very much so.
The thing that's worried me the most, ever since I guessed that you were moving up there with Miss Lauren, is, and that happened months before you made the announcement, didn't it?
Yes.
Well, Big Fatty, he may be old, but every once in a while he comes up and he can decipher the clues. But
intuition.
The thing that worries me the most is, you know, AT&T sucks in Chicago.
I did not have a problem when I was up there with them.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I had pretty good service, except for when the train went into the tunnel or whatever.
Is that a euphemism for
penis and butt? Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you actually tried your cellular telephonic device in Miss La La La? Lauren's apartment?
Yes, I text messaged while I was there.
And how many bars did you have?
I don't remember. Enough.
Okay.
Because the messages went
through.
Was
that before? Is that when they had the fake bars?
Yeah, fake bars.
Okay. So, all right. Well, then my worries are better. Now, Ricky, Julian dumps you.
Yes.
Okay.
Very harsh.
On the little show.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us what the future of the Foul Monkeys is, because God only knows. I listened to the Foul Monkeys back when you had who was the first host?
Gina.
Vagina. And Ricky, I think you'll be the second to admit that it sucked.
Oh.
It was awful.
Very much so.
It was awful.
It was awful. Bad.
Okay.
Awfully bad.
And you had some shows that had little groups on there and everything. And we cannot forget the Herb and I Have Broken Up episode.
Oh, the Kill Yourself episode.
It's a classic. It is a classic. It is the Cosmo Filibration of the Foul Monkeys.
Which no one knows this, but he just tried to contact me like 2 weeks ago while I was in the Keys.
Has he moved to Chicago?
No, but he was in Orlando and he was informing me that he was on his way to Lakeland to come see me.
Oh, good.
So I was in the Keys and I just told him to pleasantly fuck off.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There you have it. Okay. And he had a large penis, is that right?
Yes. In fact, he sent me a text message, and I didn't know who it was because it was from a number I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Who is this?" And the next text message I got was a picture of his penis.
Did you save that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I deleted his
maybe
number.
Maybe
I didn't want to
thinking that could be show art or something.
Well, I have them. I have others.
Okay, well, yeah. Anyway. Dear God in heaven. And, we know that Nicole just, you know, she just...
Well, you know, Nicole and Julian, they couldn't do it.
Right.
Too much personality there.
Right. Just too much.
Too much.
Too much boobs.
Too many boobs on Julian.
Oh.
Not Nicole.
Right. Julian's boobs are... Y'all, and I've seen both of them. Okay? And there really is no comparison between Julian and Nicole's boobs.
Definitely
no,
not.
No, not at all. But anyway, so what... Where everybody wants to know, what the hell are you going to do with that little show?
Well, I will definitely not put a rerun on because people really don't care for that.
They hate the fucking
they
reruns.
They hate the reruns.
They do.
They don't like that.
No!
So we will not. I will not do that.
Thank God.
But I do not have a co-host, so I'm not for sure. I will definitely keep the show up. I just don't know when the next show will be there.
Okay.
And I don't want to do it by myself because I know that I can't do that.
That was my next question, is that you're not going to try to do it by yourself. Because
right.
You enjoy having interaction.
Right.
Okay. Whereas Big Fatty has interaction on his show with, yes, Big Fatty, you got Poodle McNoodle, yes. But, you know, Big Fatty hears voices in his head anyway.
Right.
Right.
So, and you respond to them and people understand.
Yes. And Ricky, what made you decide that Chicago was going to be the place for you? Because, I mean, it's, you've never really, and this is strictly from what I know, and mm-hmm. I don't know all of your details or anything mm-hmm. like that, but you've never really lived in a big city, have
no.
you?
No.
Okay.
Lakeland's the biggest city I've lived in.
Oh,
and
sweet,
there's only like 100,000 people there.
Mother of God. Oh, my God. I had no idea it was that bad.
Yeah, it's bad. But compared to where I'm from, Lakeland's like New York City.
Well, there's New York City.
New York City.
Okay. Lakeland is very close to Plant City, isn't it?
It's
the strawberry.
Right next to
Winter
like
Strawberry.
One touches the other.
Yeah, Winter Strawberry.
Winter Strawberry Festival.
Right.
Capital.
Capital
yes.
of the world, right?
Actually, they're having their Strawberry Festival. No, this is State Fair. Strawberry Festival starts at the end of this
By
month.
By the way, at Thanksgiving, you know, I went and had a Thanksgiving dinner with that Daniel Burr. Biba.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Biba, that Justin Biba is on where the Grammys are on. And
yes.
y'all, I thought these were awards for old people. The Grammys and the Grampies.
Maybe he's an old soul.
Oh, maybe that's it. Oh, you know, Miss West is an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
But
very old soul.
Right. But speaking of Daniel Biba. You know, he was going to send me a recipe for strawberry cobbler, but he still hadn't done that. And it's, what, 3 or 4 months? It's four months past.
I would definitely have to say it's really good.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I had it.
Oh, you had it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But he was going to send me the. No, hadn't got it.
You could probably just Google it.
Yeah.
Or goggle
but, you know,
it.
No,
excuse me.
I don't. No. I will not goggle it.
I will not use my ink printer.
All right. So, what. All right. You've said you're worried about the public transportation,
mm-hmm.
okay,
and being murdered on there,
and being murdered, okay.
Yes.
Well, those are two pretty good things. To
or
worry
being
about.
Robbed with my cell phone taken away, which is the same thing as murdered to me,
right?
Yes,
but I mean, what other? I want to ask you these same questions, you
mm-hmm.
know, in 6 months, like Ricky, what the you know, what have you experienced that you never expected to experience
mm-hmm.
in the big city? Because, I mean, are there other things that you know are going to take some getting used to? Or,
well, the first question is, I really liked it when I went there. I've been to other bigger cities like Los Angeles, Houston.
That's right. You went and saw the spinoff of Foul Monkeys.
Rice.
The boys
right.
from...
Right. Yes.
That Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Rice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what she said.
Yes.
Right. I've been
out there twice.
I'm going to go see them when I'm... I think I'm going to get to see them when I'm out there in May.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But I love you, Frank.
Okay.
But each time that I went to Los Angeles, because I was originally I wanted to move there.
Uh-huh.
But every time that I visited there, I just didn't... It wasn't working for me.
Well, they have a lot of gangs out there, especially
yeah,
around the airport.
You can't wear colors.
No.
They're not into that.
I didn't know that.
No.
I didn't know that. Okay.
You wear red, you get killed. You wear blue, you get killed.
I didn't
it's
know that.
It's crazy.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But I felt the same way about Chicago, the same way I felt about Lakeland. When I got there... I knew that it was the place for me.
It just felt right.
Right.
Okay.
So I was in Lakeland for 10 years, and I'll go to Chicago, and don't know how long I'll be there.
Now,
but.
You know, Omar from the other O, another old podcasting soul,
mm-hmm.
He lives up there now.
Yes.
And
cutie.
He is a cutie.
Very cute.
Uh-huh.
And he speaks the Spanish.
He does. Yes. And I know that you're very fluent in that.
Yes, very much so.
And by fluent, you mean, hey, y'all.
No habla español.
I don't know what that means. Anyway.
Or hablo, excuse me, I had to correct myself.
Oh, so you really don't know.
I don't.
And, you know, it's cold up there, Ricky.
Very cold.
Okay, and that, to me, that's something else that has worried me, because you are a mere shadow, a mere shell of yourself.
Yes.
And that comes from, oh, dear Gussie.
Oh, we got a text message?
Right. No, it's the words with friends.
Oh, okay.
It comes from you getting in there and doing that yogurt and and just shitting all over the place. I think that's
not me, watching other people do it.
Oh, do they have that little coil of self-serve ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway.
It usually has nuts in it.
Oh, yeah. That's lovely.
It's pleasant, yeah.
Okay,
great. Looks like a baby Ruth.
Okay. Anyway, I have
a Hershey with
Cheerios.
Almonds. Hershey with almonds.
Please, Big Ricky, stop it. But the cold is. Are you not worried about that, or
well,
are you excited about it, or just?
I love snow.
Okay,
I do like the cold because I lived in Virginia, so I know what cold
but
is like. Not
you,
that cold,
but that's back when you were bigger. I mean, you,
No. When I first moved to Lakeland, I only weighed 200 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, I gained 130 pounds in 10 years, 9 years.
And what do you? What is the one thing you attribute that to, other than eating?
Eating,
of course.
Not exercising. Well, I had this 6 or 7 month spell in Lakeland where I kind of regretted going there, so I stayed in a lot. And didn't talk to a lot of people.
You were shut in.
Yes.
Now, do you expect to experience that in Chicago?
I don't think I'll be allowed to.
And
I don't think La La Lauren will allow that.
Right? No. No, I will not allow it. So, anyway. So, when do you plan on hoofing it to find a job?
Well, I kind of already have one lined up. I just haven't told anybody because I don't want anybody to know.
Oh, okay.
But.
Okay, is that.
We can discuss that later.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you think that might be starting?
Hopefully a few weeks after I get there, but I'm kind of want to take another month off.
I'm telling you something. This going away tour has not been about, oh, I want to see all these people. Y'all, it is purely an excuse to not do a fucking thing for 2 months.
And go to Starbucks.
And to go to Starbucks, although... They don't have the 24-hour Starbucks.
No, they do not. Well, apparently they do have a couple up there, but I was told that if I go to them, that I'll probably be murdered on the bus.
Oh, so you'll lose your phone there.
Yes.
Okay. But they do have a Bennigan's.
Yes, they do have a Bennigan's, and
y'all,
I'm super excited to get French onion soup.
I'm telling you, Ricky is the only person I know who would be excited to move to Chicago because there's a Bennigan's.
Yes.
Y'all, I don't get it. I just don't get it. We're now about... Oh!
Oh,
dear Gussie.
It's over.
Well, Ricky, we've natted through 2 episodes of The Gaze, so anything you want to tell anybody before the time runs out?
Well, you can go listen to some old episodes, and please stick with me until I find somebody to be my co-host, and you can still email me and all that stuff. I'd greatly appreciate it.
And stuff and junk? And, you're
and
gonna
junk
get a,
and stuff.
You're going to get a P.O. box?
Maybe. I don't know yet. Depends on
but
how close it is.
The voice letter line still works?
Yes. And it actually hasn't been called in a while, so...
Oh, well, maybe your mama needs to call it. Big Freddy, get on that. Get his mama to call. Y'all have a great full moon weekend, Ricky. I hope your first weekend in Chicago is just,
I'm really nervous about staying in the Fat Cave.
Oh, you shouldn't be nervous about staying in the Fat Cave. You should be murdered. I mean,
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
Big Fatty, you fucked up
have
the
to use
ending
the
of it.
And or drop me an e-letter at Ruin at BigFattyOnline.com.
Oh,
or call the voice letter
Ricky
number at 206.
Ricky is
going
to be delighted to just be the hell out of the Fat Cave.
That's 206.
Yes, it's the full moon, and you're still fucking
eight,
up.
And give me your
somebody
good
shut me the hell up. Bye, everybody.
Gay.
Have a lovely weekend.
Me.
Foulmonkeys.com.
How dare you.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.